Hello.
Hello, my name is Frank, calling you from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people opinion through public affair and current event, and this phone number was selected random. This is a legitimate public opinion survey, and I assure you that we are not selling you anything. Are you currently registered to vote in this address?
Yes.
Okay, excellent, sir. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And well, in this case, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Republican? Thank you so much for letting me know that. And well, perfect. In this case, so let me ask you, right now, often of the, I don't know if you vote on the previous election for governor, but let me ask you, normally you always vote, almost always vote. Usually vote, only vote for president, or you don't know?
Always vote.
Always vote. Thank you so much for letting me know that, sir. Thank you. And within this case, would you please tell me your age, between 18 to 30, 34 years, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 to 74, 75 or more?
50 to 74.
Okay, thank you so much for letting me know that. And well, in this case, in Florida, the media describes people right now as a black or American, black or African American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian.
White.
White. Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. And well, in this case, generally speaking, how do you feel about things in Florida? Do you think that it's going on the right way or in the wrong way?
Right way.
Right way. Perfect. Thank you so much. And well, in this case, if the election of for the state senator was today, so you vote for the Republican or you vote for the Democrat?
Republican.
Republican. Excellent. Thank you so much. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to, well, in this case, give you some names from people or organization. And you tell me if you like it or you don't like it, okay?
Great.
Perfect. So the first one is Rick Scott.
Say again?
Rick Scott.
I don't know that person.
You don't know that person, okay. Excellent. And Planned Parenthood?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are these people? I know Planned Parenthood. Okay.
Oh.
Start again. What were you asking me to review on these things?
Oh, well, in this case, let me tell you the question once again. Well, in this case, I'm going to tell you the name of some people or maybe some organization, and you tell me if you're in favor or you dislike the
gotcha.
Person of the organization. Okay, perfect. So first one is Rick Scott.
And I don't understand what you're saying. Regis Cuck?
No, Rick. Rick Scott. Rick.
What does that mean?
The name of the person, Rick Scott.
Oh, if it's a person, I don't know that person. Oh, Rick Scott.
Yeah.
Rick Scott. Got you. I like him. Favorable.
I like it. Okay. And Planned Parenthood?
Dislike.
Dislike. Okay, perfect. And Walt Disney World?
Dislike.
Dislike. Joe Biden?
Dislike.
Ron DeSantis?
Love.
Okay. And just give me 1 second. The system is loading for the other ones. And the other one is the National Rifle Association?
Like. Favorable.
Okay, awesome. And Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Favorable? Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And Jeff Paul?
Sorry, my dog was barking. Repeat.
Not a problem. Greg Paul?
Rand Paul?
No, Greg.
Favorable.
Greg.
Yeah, spell out the name, please.
G-R-E-G.
And what's the last name?
Paul. P-U-L-L.
not Greg Paul. Unknown.
Okay, not a problem. And Anna Escamani?
Unfavorable.
Okay. And Florida Power and Light or FPL?
Neutral. Favorable.
All neutral. Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect. Not a problem. Excellent. And, well, in this case, thinking about the job that Anna Escamani is doing at the state representative, do you strongly approve her or you disapprove her?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Okay, thank you so much for letting me know that. And, well, in this case, if Anna Escamani, well, in this case, if she wants to be re-elect, so you approve the re-election or disapprove the re-election?
Disapprove. I will run against her.
Okay, disapprove. Okay, just give me 1 second. And well, perfect. In the election for president, if the election for president was today, so in this case, so you will vote for the Donald Trump, the Republican, or for Joe Biden, the Democrat?
Trump.
Trump. Excellent. And if the election for the United States Senate was today, so do you vote for the candidate Rick Scott, the Republican, or you vote for David Powell, the Democrat?
Rick Scott.
Rick Scott. Thank you so much. And if the election of the state representative was today, so do you vote for Greg Paul or you vote for Anna Escamani, the Democrat?
Greg Paul.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And, well, in this case, as you may know, there will also be... just give me 1 second. The system is loading. Excellent. Well, yeah, thank you so much. The system is loading. So, as you may know, there will be also amendments of the Florida Constitution on the ballot. In this case, one constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. Well, this is the title. So do you think that you vote for the amendment or you're not vote for the amendment?
And the title says Limit Government Intervention in Abortion?
That's right.
I vote against.
Against?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And, well, in this case, which of the following issues do you think that is the most important for the state right now? They need to focus right now. The most important. Reducing the cost of the insurance, improve our public schools, lower inflation, reduction of the cost of medicine and health, making the house more affordable, protecting the air and the water, create new jobs opportunity, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, fight with
stopping
crime.
The flow of illegal immigration, number one.
Number one, okay. Just give me 1 second.
Stopping the flow of illegal immigration.
Excellent. Thank you so much for letting me. Just give me 1 second. Okay. Well, perfect. So in this case, that's all the information that I need from you. And, well, thank you so much for your time. And we'll hope you have a nice day.
Thank you for doing the hard work.
No, thank to you, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.